Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, we're rolling here on Startup Nation, learning a few key moves on how Brian Scudamore was able to create a business now doing $170 million in revenues, and he's rolling out some other businesses, and there are common elements, common key moves Brian's using to make these businesses go. Brian, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, we were talking about customer service. One of the most important things that a small business can pay attention to is a differentiator, a way to get a leg up on say, the big boys out there, for example, who you have to compete with. Great customer service is one of the ways to get the edge. And you were telling us about, you know, for example, your moving company, how we've all had that experience of guys coming in with dirty feet and not really caring about what they're doing, and it's really a hack job, and you guys are doing it differently. How are you doing it differently? Specifically, tell us some key things you want to make sure your people do to make that customer service experience better.
Well, we're on a mission to revolutionize the customer service experience in the moving space. And our belief is that our job is to move people, not just their boxes. It's to put smiles on their faces. So on moving day, we call en route. You know, it might be we're supposed to show up at 9 a.m. We'll call at 8 a.m. and say, we're on our way. We know you've packed your coffee maker because it's moving day and you've packed everything. What do you take? What kind of coffee?
That's great. That's great. Such an easy thing. It's great. And it de-stresses the whole, because it's a very stressful, moving is stressful, right? You know,
moving
when you walk
stressful.
In that door, there's that level of stress inside the house that you're going to be moving, the family you're going to be moving. And so, you know, just a cute thing like that, offering to bring coffee is amazing.
What a way to build a relationship and sort of a first impression of here's your coffee. Smile on their face, and you trust the movers. You start to build a relationship. When we're done the move, after a great day of customer experience, we then we want to be the first to give the customer a welcome gift to their new home. So we leave them a little plant in a pot, and it's got a thank you card signed by the entire team of You Move Me.
Nice.
You know, it's just a little thing, but people just sit there and go, wow, you know, it's a nice little touch. And it's two things that are hard to operationalize, but we've made them work, and our truck teams understand that it's all part of this, the bookending the day with great customer service.
Okay, and it's not just what you do, but it's who's doing it. And again, we talked about the people being the touch point between your brand, your business, and the marketplace, your customers. And I heard you say something. I pulled a nugget out of something in the segment we just did that I'll call a key move, and that is that when you go to hire, and I want to make sure I've got this right, you said that you look for people who are good people first, and then you teach them how to do the moving part of it. That's kind of counterintuitive. If you know, I'll bet most other moving companies go out and they want to make sure their guys can, you know, lift a whatever that is, a 200-pound box. Well, I don't know what they're lifting.
20 squats.
Right, exactly. And that's counterintuitive. But what you're doing is you're hiring people first with great people skills, it sounds like, and then you're teaching them how to be great movers. Do I have that right?
You got it exactly right. We hire on attitude, train on skill. One of the filters I use when I'm hiring people is this someone I'd love to have a beer with and, you know, have them over to my house or the office for a barbecue?
Did
is
you
this
just
someone
say,
I like?
Did I get this right? Did you say hire on attitude, train on skill?
That's exactly it.
Man, that's a nugget. That's a keeper. I like that right there. That's a good one. All right, good. And I know there were other things, too, other than customer service. Dan, you've got one.
Hey, Brian, taking you back to when you first started 1-800-GOT-JUNK, I remember, again, for people starting businesses right now and making key moves themselves, one of the ones I remember you did is the 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck that I talked about, that was very strategic on your part of how you made that. How you got people to write stories about you as opposed to paying for advertising. How you had a mission to get an Oprah Winfrey as a strategic opportunity to get known as a big company without having to pay massive marketing dollars. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we believe in free press. It's getting out there and working the media. Everybody has a story to tell, and we're in the storytelling age. So you've got a mind for stories in your business. And, you know, mine might be a guy starts a business with $700 and a beat-up old pickup truck because he wants to find a way to pay for college. Everybody's got a story. They've got to get out there to the press and tell those stories. I mean, you guys are running a radio show. You're looking for nuggets. You're looking for stories to be told. people should be calling you up and pitching you on their ideas. Well, people should be calling up the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and like we did with Oprah Winfrey. I mean, it was pretty phenomenal for me to be in Chicago in studio and watch Oprah Winfrey say 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
That's incredible. Now, I want to know how you did that, but the interesting thing is it's not like you're coming out with, I mean, here you are getting this free press, but you're doing it with a business that was in the business of picking up junk. I mean,
right.
You know, that it's one thing if you were coming out
that's
with a new cure for a disease or you know, that stuff's easy. No, I don't want to say easy, but that stuff's easier to get noticed because everyone's looking for stories like that. That's headliner kind of stuff. The real art, though, is coming up with a story on junk removal.
Right.
How did you get on Oprah Winfrey? How are you getting that free press? Tell us about some of the ways you approach getting that attention that you need to get in order to get your story heard.
Yeah, as you referenced, it clearly is not a sexy business. It's junk removal. But the story, I think, became just that what started with $700 kept growing and growing into a multi-million-dollar brand. I think we were at about $6 million in revenue at the time we were on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And the way it came about was we've got a wall in our office, still there today, called the Can You Imagine Wall. And it's a massive wall that was once blank that I said, I want to teach people about vision. I want to have people think of big things and imagine what's possible for the company and themselves. And I said, what could we start with? What could we put up there that answers the question, can you imagine? And I said, well, can you imagine being on the Oprah Winfrey Show? And I put my name, Brian Scudamore, below it. And that started as a way of me going, okay, I'm committed to making that cool thing happen that's important to me. Other people started putting goals up there. But once it was on the vision board, it took 14 months to make it happen. People in my company knew that one day I would figure out a way to get 1-800-GOT-JUNK on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And my PR guy, Tyler, would pick up the phone and call Harpo Studios. I'd call, we'd email. We do all sorts of things, and we were persistent. And after probably a dozen phone calls and a dozen or so emails, we were on their radar. And one day they had a hoarder that wrote in that said, you know, help me clean up my mother's awful hoarding home. And they thought, well, I know a company that does that, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And off we went to L.A., sent a couple of trucks, cleaned the place up. And Oprah said, why don't you come out to Chicago and be a guest in my audience?
So let's see. How do we frame that one into a pithy statement? Be a pest. Just, don't get, you know, be persistent.
Yeah, you got to be persistent. You can't be a pest, but you
no. I was kidding. I was kidding. Of course.
Of course. No, but you've got to definitely push, but also know when to kind of ease off a bit, and you build relationships. And some of these relationships take years. I mean, one of the ones that we're working on is getting on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and we've been pushing. We've been trying for years. It hasn't happened. We've been working on it for about 6 years, but you know, one day the stars will align and, you know, it'll somehow happen. So,
and what does that do? What does that do, Brian, then, to the trajectory of your business? When you get on a show like that, what does that do for you?
Well, when we were on Oprah, it ran across the country. So we're in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're in the Pacific time zone. It started first on the East Coast. And every hour that the show ran, we had a TV in our office. And the second Oprah said 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and she said it twice and talked about her business, the phones would light up. We actually had about 70 phone lines at the time. We got a lot more today. But we overstaffed. We got extra phone lines set up. We knew to expect craziness. And that's what we got. I mean, it was unbelievable. And you hear stories about what Oprah does to businesses. And certainly, she was one of the main key moves in our business.
Well, she was a key move, but of course getting to her was your key move of having that vision board. I love that idea, the Can You Imagine board, as you called it. That's a key move. And then that persistence that you had in a very methodical way, not being a pest, but being persistent enough to stay in front of them until the right moment was there. You know, and what that kind of reminds me of is people say there's a lot of luck involved in business. Well, you might say Brian getting on Oprah was lucky, but the reality is, the harder you work, the smarter you work, the luckier you get. He put himself out in front of her the moment
he wanted it.
That came up, and there he was right in front of them, ready to go. Listen, if you've got a question for Brian or for Dan or me, the number to get Startup Nation Radio is 800-859-0957, and we happen to have a caller, John from New York. I know you've got a question for Brian. You're on Startup Nation Radio. John, are you with us?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, John.
Hello, John.
You're on Startup Nation Radio.
Hi, I'm a big fan. So My question for Brian was basically, you know, everyone I think can relate to this idea of making key moves and, you know, making bad key moves and the wrong key moves. So I'm just wondering how, I guess, if you have ever made a wrong key move, in your opinion, how
that's
you identify
a very,
it,
that's
and
a
how did it affect your...
I like that question,
Jeff. How'd you fix it?
So in other words, you know, it's one thing to make a key move that really... you look back on and you say that resulted in my success. There are other key moves you make that might go the other way. You know, we want to hear the answers. John, you stick with us from New York on Startup Nation Radio. We want to make sure you get your question answered. Brian, of course, you're going to stick with us. We'll come back after the break. We want to hear your answer to, was there a key move that went bad? And if so, what was it and how do you correct from that? Right back in a minute on Startup Nation Radio. Stick with us.